Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, the escape of Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen seems doomed to failure. Even as Superman battles against time in an effort to trace them.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, if you should ever happen to feel out of sorts when you get up in the morning, here's how you can knock those blues for a loop. Have yourself a black raspberry ringer for breakfast. That's this week's pep dish of the week, you know. And it's a sure cure for most anything that ails your appetite. Looks neat, for one thing, and tastes just as terrific as it looks. How do you make a black raspberry ringer? Why, it's easy. You start off with your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Then take plump, juicy black raspberries and make a ring of them on top, you know, right around the edge of your bowl. Add milk and sugar and pitch in. Of course, it takes that golden sunshine flavor of Kellogg's Pep to give this dish a lift. Pep's tender crispness adds a lot of punch, too. Fact is, no matter how you serve it, Kellogg's Pep keeps you coming right back for more until you've polished off the last spoonful in your bowl. Pep's too good to waste, you know, so handle the package carefully if you pour your own cereal. And that's particularly important nowadays when we're sending the cereal grains to fellows and girls overseas. Remember that when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocers. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Because the lure of easy money had tempted her to theft, young Mary Hennig, also known as Chickie, came under the power of Al Vincent, a crooked pawnbroker and politician. Under Vincent's orders, she wormed her way into a job on the Daily Planet and stole certain letters exposing Martin Higgins, a candidate for mayor and Vincent's partner, as an ally of criminals. Discovered in the act of theft by Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen, Mary and her companions knocked out the two reporters and took them to Vincent, who said they must be put out of the way. Horrified at what she had done, Mary tried to help Lois and Jimmy escape, but failed. As we continue now, Superman has finally succeeded in tracing Vincent's hideout. But even as he streaks to the shabby tenement, a black sedan, curtains drawn, is speeding away from it through the night-darkened slum streets. One of Vincent's men is at the wheel. Another, gun in hand, sits alertly beside him. On the rear seat, their hands bound behind them, are Jimmy, Lois, and the thoroughly frightened Mary Hennig. Listen.
What do you think they're going to do to us, Miss Lane?
I just as soon not know until we have to, Jim.
I can't just sit here and not know what's going to happen to us. Look, Mary, you know these guys. Maybe if you ask them...
I don't have to ask them.
I know.
You do? Yeah. Vincent said it's going to look like we were in an accident.
An accident? What kind of an accident?
The kind you don't walk away from.
Gleeves? You mean...
Yeah. And it's all my fault. I got you into this.
You sure did.
Be quiet, Jim. Now, Mary...
I didn't want to, Miss Lane. Honest, I didn't, but I had to. Al Vincent said I'd go to jail if I didn't. He said he'd turn me in. I wish I was dead.
As the black sedan carrying Lois, Jimmy, and Mary Hennig roars on into the night, Superman has arrived at Al Vincent's tenement hideout. Resuming his guise of Clark Kent, he knocks at the door of the ground floor apartment.
Good evening, Mr. Vincent.
Who? You're Kent, the Daily Planet reporter.
Yes, that's right. Where are Miss Lane and Jim Olsen?
Who?
Miss Lane and Jim Olsen, where are they?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. Mary Hennig was working for you when she stole the Higgins letters from our files. Miss Lane and Jim must have discovered her.
I never heard of Mary Hennig, or no Higgins letters either. And I never heard of Miss Lane or Jim Olsen.
Now listen, Vincent.
No, you listen, Kent. You busted into my shop last night looking for kid burglars and stolen merchandise. Now you come snooping around here talking through your hat again.
I'm not talking through my hat.
I don't like that, see? And I don't like you. Now, beat it. I want to go to bed.
Just a minute. If you've got nothing to hide, you won't mind my looking your place over, will you?
No. I ain't afraid, Kent. Come on in.
Kent. Look around and see if your friends are down here.
Oh, I know they're not here, Vincent. Not anymore.
What do you mean, not anymore?
That's what I say. They're not here now, but they were here.
Who says they were?
I do. And here's the proof.
What's that?
Take a look at it. It's a silver shoe buckle, Vincent. It's one of a pair I gave Miss Lane last Christmas, and it was lying right here in your coal bin. That proves Miss Lane was here, doesn't it?
You're nuts. I don't know how that buckle got there.
I can tell you how it got there. You brought Miss Lane and Jim Olson here after they discovered Mary Hennig at the Planet office this evening. You knew they could testify that Mary was working for you and that she had stolen the evidence against your partner, Martin Higgins, the crook who wants to be mayor of Metropolis. You couldn't let them testify because that would ruin Higgins' campaign and you, too.
You got it all figured out, huh, Kent?
You bet I have. So now if you
don't
just...
Don't move, Kent.
That gun won't help you.
You kidding?
Not at all. Now, where are Miss Lane and Jim Olson?
Where you nor nobody else will ever see them alive again.
Why, you... What did you do with them? Where are they?
Don't move, I said. You're a smart guy, Kent, but not smart enough. This is curtains for you, pal.
Don't be a fool, Vincent. Put down that gun and talk fast. Where are Miss Lane and Jim?
On their way to where you're going.
That's all, brother. Oh, pleasant dreams. Now, out of these clothes, when Mr. Vincent wakes up, he's going to find himself up in the air
with Superman.
What the? Where am I?
About 5 miles up in the sky, Mr. Vincent.
What? No, I'm dreaming.
You think so? Here, I'll pinch you. Feel that?
Oh!
Still think you're dreaming? Look down. There's the Metropolis River way down there. It's a long way to fall, Vincent.
How did I get up here? Hey, wait, you. Who are you?
Superman.
Superman?
That's right. Now talk. Where are Miss Lane and Jim Olson?
I don't know, I tell you. Look, take me down.
There's a faster way to go down. I'll drop you.
No, don't.
Will you tell me where Miss Lane and Jim are?
No, I don't know.
Here you go. Happy landing.
Help!
We go again.
Up! You just got me in time. I was almost in the river.
Good place for rats like you who tempt youngsters to break the law. Now, are you ready to tell me where my friends are?
I don't know why I tell you. You got me wrong.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to prevent murder if possible. Now, do you talk or do we take a ride on the merry-go-round?
I don't know nothing, I tell you. You got to believe me.
Stop it. You told Kent that Miss Lane and Jim were on their way somewhere.
No, I didn't. I...
Still think you can do away with Jim and Miss Lane and see Higgins elected mayor, eh? All right, see if I can't make you change your mind. Here we go.
No!
This is called the giant figure eight. 10 miles up, 10 miles down, and loop the loop. Ready to talk, Vincent?
I don't know nothing, I tell you.
You're the toughest cook I've seen in a long time. All right, here's where we really go to town. Hang on, Mr. Rat. Up and around we go.
Stop it!
Okay, Steve, here's the place. See the jalopy?
Yeah. It's over there in the bushes, like Vincent said. Come on, let's go. Okay, Miss Lane and Olson. You too, Chickie. Get out. Get out of the car, I said.
Where are we?
Way out in the country. Ain't it pretty?
Chief, it's dark. Don't be frightened, Mary.
Nah, don't be scared. This ain't gonna take long.
What are you gonna do?
See that jalopy over there in the bushes, Olson?
Yeah, I see it.
And you see the hill going down right in front of us?
Uh-huh.
So you three chumps are going down a hill in a jalopy and you're going to have a little accident.
What do you mean, an accident?
There's an old quarry at the bottom of the hill, Miss Lane. It's full of water and about 50 feet deep. Yeah, John?
Well, no, you couldn't do that.
Come on, Steve. Quit gabbing and get it over.
Okay, let's go.
We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, in sports, they usually say that if a fellow's a good starter, he's a fast finisher, too. And believe me, gang, this applies to you. Sure, if you give your day a good start with a solid sort of breakfast, then you're pretty likely to finish up in high, too. So get hep to Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. There's a breakfast dish that makes you want to eat hearty. Looks terrific in the first place, all golden and toasted and crisp. And Pep tastes just as good as it looks. What flavor? Keen, sparkling sunshine flavor. Sunny, delicious, come-on flavor. A toasted full wheat flavor that your appetite can really latch onto. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep sure is on the sunbeam when it comes to tickling your taste. Every tender spoonful has the old stuff that keeps you coming right back for more until you've polished your bowl clean as a whistle. Nobody wants to waste one flake of Kellogg's Pep. And pour it out carefully, too. That's especially important nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls overseas. So when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, see that it's not wasted. Tip off the rest of your family, too. Make it a habit to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
On a dark, deserted country road outside of Metropolis, two of Al Vincent's thugs have knocked out Jim Olsen, Lois Lane, and Mary Hennig, and placed their unconscious bodies in the seat of a dilapidated coupe, which is poised now at the crest of a steep hill that descends to an old water-filled quarry.
Everything all set, Louis?
Yeah, I like the wheel. When we give it a push, it'll go right down into the quarry.
Oh, good. Now, if anybody ever finds them, it'll look like they just had an accident. Come on, let's go. Push.
Okay. Why, ain't Vincent the smart one to think of something like this?
Yeah, Vincent is smart, period. All right. Okay. Stand back. There she goes. So long, sucker!
Gathering speed, the dilapidated coupe bearing the unconscious Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane, and Mary Hennig plunges down the steep hill toward the deep, water-filled quarry. Meanwhile, several miles away in the dark sky, Superman holds the ashen-faced Al Vincent by the slack of his jacket. Talk, Vincent. Talk, or by heaven...
Don't! I can't stand anymore. I'll tell you. But it's too late.
Maybe not. Tell me. Where are they? Nerve broken at last, Al Vincent talks as, at the same moment, the car bearing our friends nears the water-filled quarry. Can even Superman save Jimmy and Lois now, and Mary Hennig, from the trap sprung by the vicious men who profit from juvenile delinquency? Tomorrow brings the smashing climax of our story, fellows and girls. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, gang, a dog likes having his own feeding dish and his own bed. And I bet you he likes his own food, too, instead of yours, if you give him Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food. Grow Pup has a grand, meaty flavor dogs go for, and it helps keep him husky, too. Helps give him strong bones and teeth and muscles. There are three different kinds of Grow Pup, all of them wonderful for your dog. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask Mother to get Kellogg's Grow Pup today. See if your dog doesn't go for it right off the bat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.